to say I'm concerned would be an understatement. I think that anytime there is an audit of what is happening, the money that's coming and going, I think that's realistically a good thing. But I think what the public has to understand and what superintendents understand is the Department of Government Efficiency is not using auditors to look at these things. So I have some pretty pointed questions about that, probably for another time. What's being tacked on, you know, to this concept is wasteful spending. And we need, you know, oversight. Well, I can tell you from a superintendent standpoint, there is nothing that carries more oversight than federal dollars. I spend a fair amount of time justifying the small amount of federal dollars that we get in the Sherrard District. And we are the higher percentage of low-income students a district has, the higher percentage of their funds come from the federal government. So that kind of leads me into the concept of what does, quote, going back to the states, what does that mean? No one's been able to define that for me. For the state of Illinois, speaking selfishly, that would probably be a good thing, because we as a state, and particularly a district like Sherrard and most of the surrounding districts, we don't take in a super high percentage of our funds from the federal government versus what we're sending to the federal government to be distributed. So speaking selfishly for the state of Illinois, if we just simply kept the money, that would probably not be a bad thing, but is that the best thing?
So federal dollars that Sherrard receives, can you, you know, because we hear so much about this. So to educate our listening audience, Sherrard gets federal dollars for what?
Sherrard gets federal dollars mainly through two realms, the title programs, which are by and large designed for low income special education dollars, English language learner dollars, classroom reduction grants, for example. Collectively, we refer to them as title dollars. The other main source of funds that we get are the student lunch programs and the nutrition programs. So all said and told, you know, Sherrard is probably looking, you know, $750,000 to $1 million a year. That's exclusive of any of the building funds that we've seen over the last few years as well. So if someone were to take a look at Sherrard's budget right now, you would see a significantly larger number than $750,000 to $1 million because of the federal funds that we received during the pandemic years.